Like we always do about this time. What up, Del?
Hi, David.
What up, Mr. Rose?
All good. Your background looks dope. Shout out to Monster 99.
I just want to say this, that I got a better background than you. Sorry, for the first time in 9 years.
You know, I'm going to get it together. You know, I got some things.
You know what? Let me tell you a quick story about my wife. If I get an upgraded phone, she look at my phone, she needs one, right? I came home, and I had these, and she didn't have these. She still had the wires. Next day, she got them. Like, she don't let me have anything good. Once I upgrade, she upgrades. And I already see what you're doing with your background. Not this one behind you, but you got, because you're cooking something. You're cooking something. I know you are.
All I need is about 2 weeks. I ain't gonna go.
Wait, 2 weeks? Oh, we got 2 days, dog. We ain't got 2 weeks.
No, this ain't paid in full.
We ain't got 2 weeks. We ain't got 2 weeks.
Shout out to 313 D Jones. What's good, my brother?
So later on the show, we asked the people something today I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
And we got a lot of response on this one. What's your go-to quarantine cocktail? So we're about to have a show, so I haven't had a cocktail yet today.
Oh.
But when we're done with the show, I have one. And I'm just trying to make do with whatever we have. But what have you been drinking during the quarantine?
Oh, Mai Tais. No question about it.
You have pre-made bottled Mai Tais. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, you chill them. They like new money.
No Where'd question you get it?
About it. And a little sake. Cold sake.
So what do you have at the crib? Like, do you have your own cabinet full of sake bottles and Mai Tai bottles?
I do. Wine cellar as well. Filled. Red in particular.
So, tell me what you do with your pre-bottled Mai Tais. Add nothing. They're already mixed.
Add nothing. Already mixed. Just add ice. Put them in the freezer. Let them get nice and chilled. Just add ice.
Now that's a lot of sugar for someone that spent six figures on their teeth. That's all I got to say. Yeah. A lot of sugar. Someone that spent that much money on their teeth. For real.
Let's see some of the answers.
Oh, yeah, we'll ask you right now in the comments. What is your go-to quarantine cocktail? I'm certainly drinking more. You know, during a regular work week, I got so much work, and I got to get rest, and I got stuff to do. So I got to tell you, you know, I probably drink like 4 days a week on a regular week. I drink six during a quarantine.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. It's like this should teach everybody that the scheduling and planning and what you think is going to happen definitely ain't tomorrow. Whiskey sour, vodka on the rocks. We can't plan anything. Merlot.
Yeah, whiskey on the rocks. See,
my wife can do margaritas.
My wife made simple syrup. She's so into margaritas, she made her own simple syrup. She has it in the jar. So
this and those shots?
No. Oh, yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Wow. I don't even know what that is. I'm getting old.
But Joey's been doing some margaritas. She got her own. She got a shaker. So she around the house shaking them up, shaking them up, shaking them up. Pouring them out because I drink it too quick. Like, if you put 2 ounces over rocks, it takes two sips. Next thing you know, like,
hey, hold on.
And I'm falling on the floor.
How long you been knowing Joey?
Woof. Met 2002, about 18.
When were you so very lucky that she finally decided to marry you?
2010. Coming up on our 10-year anniversary in a few months.
When is that? Let us know when.
September. Early September.
And can you tell the people that don't know how many kids you have and their names? My niece is a nephew.
Hold on. Can you hear them? They're back there. Just hear them downstairs yelling, hollering. Quarantine with the kids is different, dog. Like, you're trying to find stuff to do with your day, trying to fill your day. My day is full every minute.
No, mine's full every minute, too. But I got to ask you one more thing.
What's that?
Lovely wife. Amazing kids. We're trying to ask our audience what was their favorite cocktail during the quarantine. What did you say Joey's was? And what did you say she was doing with it? Do that gesture again?
No, I'm not telling. No. No.
I'm gonna have to do a set after dark.
You know what? There's something wrong with you, dog. Like, the quarantine changed you. You need to get out the house. You're like a caged zoo animal when you go there. Like, that's not how tigers normally act. It's kind of, yeah, it's just walking back and forth. Like, that tiger just seems to be pacing back and forth the same 10 feet. I don't know if that's good for that tiger's mental health. That's how I feel about you, Jalen. Like, there's something wrong with you, dog. What is happening? What is happening? Jalen's broken. It's taken about, how many days we've been doing this for now? Oof, 26, 27 days. It broke. Jalen Rose is now broken. Oh, no. We got to send somebody over to the house. I'm going to do some Googling. We're going to get a mental health specialist over there. Disney Corporation got programs for this. He's now grabbing his own booty. I don't know what's happening. You're broken, dog. We need help. We need to get you out the house. I'll drive to your cribs to have lunch with you somewhere. We gotta get you some help. Problem. If you know what it is, no haircut. All of a sudden, Jalen doesn't have a haircut and know how to act. Affects his brain. The vibration from the Clippers against his synapses. That sound.
That's my therapy. I told you that's why I stick with my barbers. You know that that's therapeutic. You don't go to multiple people if you're talking to them about your mental health. If you don't have to, you hopefully gain a relationship with them and you trust them and you tell them about your life. And that's the relationship the barbers serve in the community.
Jalen, you need to give yourself a cut. Just get some clippers. Put it on a one clip and just give yourself a cut. It's the same all around. That's what I do. I give myself a cut every Sunday. Every Sunday, a cut and a shave. Get ready for the week. Yeah, like, we can't have you out here like this. What's wrong with just the one clip, no fade?
There are certain things that when you've been exposed to A-plus material and you establish the standard, there's no going back. That's why I'll never try to rap into a microphone. I've been in the studio and listened to so many dope artists. I feel foolish even thinking about, like, I remember Grandmaster Caz. Okay, so for me to be thinking I'm about to rap, and I've been to shows and LL, Big Daddy Kane, and in the studio with EP, and I ain't trying to rap. Naughty by Nature. I just stood next to Tretch. I was like, you can smoke a clip with a clip. And I was like, yo. I was like, all right, I can't do that. I just got to be a fan of this. And the other one is a cut. I can't cut my own hair, dog.
Jalen, I understand what you're saying, but here's what's happening is there's a global pandemic, and you can't leave the house. You're a barber. I know you asked. I know you're not going to have a wife, but I know you asked. You're like, so, you know, be the social distance. We all got masks. I got gloves. You come through maybe just once a week now instead of every 2 days. You know, I know he said no. I know you asked. You're not going to ask for a second time, but Andy Authentic said no. So now you just got to take it into your own hands. Get yourself some clippers. Just give yourself a one clip all the way around. It'll look better than this.
So he said in case of an emergency. I assume that meant I was doing a public service announcement that I came with the cure for COVID-19. Outside of that.
He's like, the cure for COVID-19 is here's what you do. Heat up some sake. Put some bottled Mai Tai over some ice. There you go. I couldn't see it because I can't see my text. Give a big shout out to Demetrius, our producer. You know, we're trying to get better and better. You notice the backgrounds get better and better. We're trying to get the people what they want in a real way. You know,
yeah, we're gonna get it righteous. It'll be the way we want it over another handful of days. It'll look like new money.
A handful of days.
We always stand errors in this game.
I want today. Come on.
I know you don't have patience. Show a little patience, young man.
All right, so Jay, you're not the only person that needs a little grooming in the home. Molly, beautiful woman, doesn't need any makeup, doesn't need any hair, anything. How is she dealing with it every day?
She just can't get mani pedis.
Yeah.
She don't sleep.
That's your job, dog. You can't get it? Yo, I get mani pedis to the girls in my home. I got two four-year-olds. Slap! I'm not gonna be able to do it. Yo, I'm painting the whole toe. I paint the whole toe and then just wipe the rest off later. That's how I do it. I'm painting everything, and I just do a little second pass with the towel. Let me ask
you this question. How many times have you painted Joey's toenails then?
Zero times, not once.
Okay.
Never thought about it. She never even asked. Like, that's
okay. Oh. But you're trying to put that on me, though. You see how you do your man?
I would never. She would never want me to. Like that, no.
But y'all see how you try to do me, though.
Uh-huh. Yo, if you didn't think I'm not a hypocrite, you don't think I won't sell you out or call you out. Just on no behavior of mine, please. You know me better than that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Jay, we're getting an extra episode of Tiger King. Are you going to watch it?
When it come on?
I don't know. About 5-6 days, something next weekend probably.
Tiger King and all of those people in that documentary are horrible people. So much so that we love train wrecks and all of us are continuing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We're rubbernecking that show to death. And yes, I'm going to watch it. He got 20 years?
I don't like follow-up questions. You know, I don't really pay that attention. But you know this, April 19th, The Last Dance, 10-part documentary about Michael Jeffrey Air Jordan. That, yo, I was hyped for the OJ thing. I'm more hyped for this. I love the fact that ESPN was supposed to put it out in June. They're like, you know what? Nah. Pandemic.
I get people what they want right now.
Pandemic changed the plans. And you know, our guy Jason Hare was like, listen, I can do that. I can definitely do that. But it's going to come at a cost.
Yes.
Yeah, he hit him over the head. A
couple more zeros on that budget.
Hit him over the head. You know he did. Hit him over the head.
Part of too many productions and every stitch cost, and including doing things faster. No doubt about it. It's going to be dope. I'm excited about it. As you mentioned, we're looking for content. And there's going to be a generation of young people that believe that LeBron James is the best player that they've seen because they've been watching him their entire lives. But let me tell you guys something. Michael Jordan, not the best. No, sorry, I'm lying. He number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And when I start distinguishing great players, there's a couple of things I always look for, Jacoby. Of course, the numbers, the points, the rebounds, the assists, the steals, the blocks. Like, are they a complete player, defensive player of the year, rebound title, like that type of stuff? What about team success? Was he how far did they get? Who did they lose to? Did he make the finals? Was he able to achieve the ultimate goal of winning championships? But that's not my only measure. But then I got to be like, okay, what's greatest? Like, what's flat out dominant? And you know what's flat out dominant in the NBA? When your basketball team wins 3 straight championships and you win finals MVP each time. That's dominant. And in the modern era, you know who's done that? Jordan and Shaq.
Yep.
This is why people continue to say, what if he would have continued to play with the late, great Kobe Bryant? Because they would have now catapulted themselves into that Bulls conversation, in my opinion. But since he didn't, let's take some other players that a lot of people acknowledge are in the top 10. And you know when we do lists, we're going to leave people off.
Always.
Bill
Always.
Russell.
I don't want to do this.
Bill, it's the, we're going to call it the Bill Russell exception. 11 championships, 13 years. I mean, he got all of the stats.
That's the thing. It's like we talk about Jordan's the greatest of all time. So let me just do my thing quickly. You know, I look at NBA players in different eras the same way I look at technology. Of course, the iPhone that we are streaming live to the world is better than a Palm Pilot. But a Palm Pilot changed the game. I now had email in my pocket. So the Palm Pilot was the best of its era. The iPhone is the best of this era. You can't say which one is better because technology has advanced and the game has advanced. So Bill Russell, you could argue, is the greatest basketball player to ever play based on the results that he did when he got on the basketball court. He won more championships than anybody else. One in a row. That will never be matched. So how is he not the best of all time? But when you watch Michael Jordan, you're like, how is he not the best of all time? When you watch LeBron James, you're like, how is he not the best of all time? Because he is better. They're playing better basketball, different style of basketball, more effective game of basketball than they were back then. So to say that, Michael Jordan was definitely the best of his time. Was he the best ever? I don't even want to talk about it.
I played a lot of video games growing up, and not to minimize what everybody accomplished, so now you got to look at the high scores on the video game. So now I'm walking up to the video game. I want to play Stargate Defender all day because I can do that super fast, Miss Pac-Man, pole position, karate game. There's a few games I could play all day. Let me tell you something. I walk up to the high score, walk up to the video game. These the dudes with the high scores. There ain't nobody taken down. Nobody taken down. Jordan, 6 championships, 6 finals MVPs.
What about Russell? They didn't have finals.
We already gave the Bill Russell exception. You got to listen to the show.
What about Will?
He don't fall in that category. I'm about to tell you people who fall in the high score category.
There's some high scores that no one's taking down that Will got.
All right. Bill Russell, high scores. MJ, high scores.
Will.
Kareem. 4 in high school, 3 in college, 6 in the league, all-time leading scorer. That high score ain't coming down.
People talk about LeBron James playing now at his age, like it's a miraculous thing, the way he works his body. Kareem was putting up numbers deep into his 30s. He had numbers, star player.
And he did a movie with Bruce Lee. Classic. You kidding me? And he was at the Ali Summit. Like, Kareem is that dude. Oh, and shout to Kareem. I do it to
Will Chamberlain was Conan the Barbarian, though. Will Chamberlain was Conan, though.
With oh, now nobody got numbers like Will off the court.
Off the court, Will, yeah.
Will got the numbers
high
off
score.
The court.
Will off the court. High
off the court. But shout to UCLA Health and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He donated 900 pairs of goggles.
Yep.
To them today.
So dope. So everyone finds their own way in these times, and it was nice to see Kareem put his own touch on it because goggles are something that they need, protective shields are something that health providers need, and Will and Kareem said, you know, I'm going to do it my own way, and he donated those.
And really, this next one is controversial to a lot of young people. This guy also got high scores that ain't nobody taking down. Irvin Magic Johnson.
Sure.
So, just imagine if Zion would have won the championship in college and then went to the league as a rookie and won the championship. That's dominance. That's excellent. And let me see. Oh, and he won finals MVP as a rookie. Right? It went on to win 4 more with the same team. Didn't have to go and reinvent himself anywhere. So now you got to split hairs with great players. So now, yeah, LeBron started being in the conversation. You know, wasn't able to do it at Cleveland, but boom, reinvented himself, went to Miami, and boom. Feel like he in the top 5, 6. But it's like him, Kobe, and Tim Duncan, like, it's hard for me to separate those three on a lot of days, to be honest with you. And Larry Bird. Those 4 players, it's hard for me to separate.
You can make a case. Like, if I listen to someone talk for 45 seconds about any of them, it gives a couple of that, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right. And then you hear the next one. And then someone's like, Tim Duncan. You're like, oh, yeah, you're right. Championships, consistency, numbers. And you're like, Kobe Bryant. And you're like, oh, yeah. Like, you can make a case for all 4 of those, and I can be convinced. It's half dozen, 6 the other. But you get around 8-9, it gets a little funky. It does get a little funky around 8-9, you know, because
You got to start naming people like the Big O, Hakeem Olajuwon,
Dr. J, you know,
Will,
Shaq. I'm putting Shaq in the spot. His name hasn't come up. No one said the name Shaq, but he's dominant.
Yeah.
And, of course, we always forget people. So hit us in the comments. We're always
So I would say that's probably the top 12, approximately.
Yeah.
That's like if we were doing an all-time 12, that's about right.
You forgot David Lee and Nick Collins.
You know what I would like you to do? Here's what I would like you to do. Give me the all-time greatest white American basketball players list.
Jalen, we live in a post-racial society, you know?
Well, I'm just looking at your background. Just looking at your background.
You want me to have all white people behind me. That's how I live.
No, you got to put on for the culture.
Life isn't binary like that. Life isn't binary like that. You and I got to go because we're hopping over to Jalen Jacoby on Twitter, Jalen Jacoby on Instagram. Make sure you follow those. Make sure you go to ESPN's YouTube and go to Twitter/Jalen Jacoby doing a live show today at 4:30.
Just give me 15 seconds of your life. Name me your favorite 5 white basketball American players. Please.
I can't think of that in 15 seconds.
John Stockton.
Larry Bird. Larry Bird. Larry Bird. Larry Bird. Larry Bird.
Jason Williams.
Those are them. Jay Will. Jay Will is on. I mean, Larry. Jay Will.
Kevin Love. David Lee.
John Stockton.
Y'all fall off now. Y'all about to fall off a little bit now.
Can I get some bonus? Can I get our Arvidas bonus?
No, y'all can't draft him. Y'all can't draft him.
Can I get Dirk?
I'll give y'all a couple of guys you can draft if you want.
No, don't. You're going to hurt feelings. Oh, Pistol Pete. Great one from the comments.
There you go.
Chris Mullen. There we go. Chris Mullen, Jay Will, Larry Bird, Pistol Pete.
Tom Chambers, Jerry West. The logo.
Those are good. I haven't seen Jerry West like Phil. You know what I mean? Like, the only thing I've seen him do is just a dribble like this.
We're all going through a weird time in our lives. Working from home. Sheltering in place. Homeschooling children. Or just alone. Or with a loved one. Or with a roommate. This is something that we've never dealt with before. And even though you are working from home, and even though it does seem like the pressures of life have been turned off, they haven't. They're still turned on. Every day just feels like a lot. It forces us to always be on. But every now and then, it's important to stop, crack open a mountain cold Coors Light, and just chill. So when you choose to turn off, choose the one beer that's made to chill. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that is Coors Light. When you see the bottles or the cans, you know those mountains are blue? That's how you know your beer is cold. And that's how you know it is time to chill. Just hit the reset button and open up a Coors Light. And again, like, we're all here in our homes, looking at our phones, looking at the news, looking at our emails pile up, video conferencing for work and all of that, and you just need time to sit back and chill. And Mountain Cold Refreshment Coors Light is made to chill. It is brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is actually literally made to chill. And that's why Coors Light is the one I choose when I need a moment to chill under these circumstances. So when you want to reset, reach for the beer that is made to chill.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Dome?
I'm still
Dave. And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, we start the show today with some juicy sound by a gentleman by the name of Tom Brady. And Tom Brady went on the Howard Stern Show. And whenever you go on the Howard Stern Show, you end up saying something that you're going to regret. It happens every single time. Now, I'm not sure that Tom regrets this particular soundbite. It is about sort of the relationship between him and Bill Belichick and what happened at the end and their relationship. Let's listen to fellow Wolverine, Tom Brady.
I think it's a pretty argument, actually, that people would say that. Because, again, I can't do his job and he can't do mine.
Right.
So the fact that you could say, would I be successful without him, the same level of success, I don't believe I would have been. But I feel the same in vice versa as well. The to have him allowed me to be the best I could be. So I'm grateful for that. And I very much believe that he feels the same way about me because we've expressed that to each other.
Even Howard Stern couldn't get Tom Brady to say anything negative about Bill Belichick. That's really what I wanted out of this interview. When I heard he was going on Stern, I was like, is he going to say something about Belichick? But he didn't. He played it the way you want the GOAT to play it. What do you think about his words about how grateful he is about the relationship that him and Bill Belichick have in the field?
Well, you know, my fellow Michigan alum is always going to do and say the right thing because that's how he's handled himself his entire career. And I'm not going to make this about what I really think about Howard Stern and how he talks about certain legions of people. But what I will say is Tom Brady knows going to be put up or shut up in Tampa Bay. He got a chance to choose his destination. They have weapons. I still think they need to do something in the running game. Their defense is going to be dramatically improved because they won't have Jameis throwing 30-plus interceptions and fumbling 9 times. So just by that, their field position is going to be so much better. So he has a real chance to do something special in the NFC. That's what this is going to be about. And what I always pay attention to is right now it's only one person talking. That's Tom Brady. Bill Belichick, they're getting ready for the draft. Tom Brady living his best life. He's like somebody when they get older or like elementary school kids. They just say what's on their mind. They don't think twice. I don't have to tell you, Jacob.
No.
You have a house full of that happening all day. How many times do your kids tell you they hate you? How many times do your kids tell you they hate you?
Every day. Every one of them, every day, at least once. And that's before we've even had breakfast. But I found this Tom Brady interview to be really interesting. And one thing that he said that I really want to get your opinion on is he said that he doesn't care about his legacy. Now, he was obviously more articulate and went on longer about that. But, Jalen, how much do you believe him? Either 1% or 100%. How much do you believe him that he truly doesn't care about his football legacy?
Oh, he definitely cares. We all care. And it's almost like those athletes are entertainers. It's like, I ain't tripping off social media. I don't care. But then you turn around looking at the comments after every time you post something or you're staring at your phone all day. Usually the people that say they don't care about something are the ones that care the most. And you know this is going to mean everything to him, this opportunity. Yep. And he wants to make the most of it. He don't want to go there and they don't have success. And it's unfortunate due to coronavirus that so many things, including their routine, is interrupted. But at the same time, when the season starts, if they're able to go, it won't be any excuses.
Jalen, another thing that Tom Brady mentioned, which really took me by surprise, which I think was sort of the most important thing to come from this long interview with Howard Stern, was this, what he says about his relationship with Giselle and how it affected his professional career.
Like, I would play football all season, and she would take care of the house. And then all of a sudden, when the season would end, I'd be like, great, let me get into all my other business activities. Let me get into, you know, my football training. And she's sitting there going, well, when are you going to do things for the house? When are you going to take the kids to school and do that? Right. And that was a big part of our marriage that I had to, like, check myself.
Jalen, so you know I can relate to this. Wife being like, look, you're working too hard. You're working too hard. You got to spend more time helping out with these kids. Like, you got to spend more time helping out with these kids. We got a lot of kids. Well, you got to spend some time helping out with them. And he went on and missed some OTAs, and he said that there was some sort of tension in their relationship because he spent so much time and he was so obsessed and passionate about his football career. What do you think about his revelation of this on Howard Stern?
I hoped he went deeper into the box score and acknowledged that for the New England Patriots, she's the best kept secret. The person who made more money than he did that he married, that allowed him to take so many pay cuts, never was the highest paid quarterback in the game, allowed them to create depth, allowed them to build out their roster, allowed the great Bill Belichick to put chess pieces on the board and put championship caliber talent 1 through 53 on the roster. Those sacrifices were worth it. Giselle helped make that happen. How about that, Jacoby? So now when you get 6 chips and you got the kids, it's like, hey, dog, I done made all of these sacrifices at the crib. You done made all of those sacrifices at the job. Now it's time for us to have a duality. So I understand that. But for everybody that's at home right now, spending extended time with family and friends, of course you love them. Of course you appreciate them. But while you're in the house, Jacoby, at some point, she's still going to tell you, you ain't spending enough time with the kids.
Yeah, she's like, you're spending too much time upstairs doing a show with Uncle Dylan. You need to get back down here and help me make this soup for the kids. So one thing I did love about this is, you got to remember, this is the end of his career, Tom Brady, because I know that thirsty hasn't had a Super Bowl victory yet, hasn't had a second Super Bowl victory yet. Like, that young Tom Brady is going to go to OTAs and going to spend all his offseason. But this is when you're kind of getting older, the kids are getting older, you have more perspective about your career, then you start understanding that family is more important. But if someone like Lamar Jackson, you've seen, is out throwing balls right now, and that's how I'm doing the same thing if I was him. Now, also out throwing some balls, gentleman by the name of Dak Prescott, who leads us to Soft Move or Boss Move. Dak Prescott looking for a new contract. Dez Bryant also looking for a contract from the Cowboys. The two of them worked out earlier during this quarantine, and now they are doing it again. Jalen, when you have two big names like Dak and Dez, two three-letter names in Dallas, the three Ds, they know that this is going to cause people like us to discuss it. So my question for you is this. Causing a media stir intentionally by working out with Dez Bryant and Dak twice during the quarantine, soft move or boss move?
I think this is a boss move. Amari Cooper just got paid to be the number one, which means if you bring the former back, he understands that he's going to have to play an adjusted role. And since he's been out of the game, I'm talking about Dez, he'd be more than willing to do so. And if you're Dak, you're also trying to get your bread. But as it relates to the socially distancing part, our family and friends that live with us, we assume that they don't have it when all of us can have it because each of us haven't been tested and everyone that has it isn't showing symptoms. So I have no problem with Dak and Dez if they see one another in that kind of kinship, fellowship, that they feel like we can still spend time even though we should be socially distancing. I think it's a boss move.
You know why I think it's a boss move? Because all I care about is myself. It gives us something to talk about. They know what they're doing. You know, Lamar Jackson knows what he's doing when he works out with Antonio Brown. And Dak Prescott knows what he's doing when he works out with Dez. And I would love to see Dez on the team. And I think at this point, this could be like the Vince Carter era. You know what I mean? It's like, I know my role on the team. I'm not here to take Amari Cooper's job. I'm here to contribute when I can, run a nice little decoy route on a third down, get Amari Cooper open, get four targets a game, catch two of them, maybe make a big play, score a couple touchdowns. Like, I would love to see that for the Cowboys because it would be great for me too. Now, Jalen, do you know what's great for all of us? The Last Dance. Tell the people what The Last Dance is briefly, Mr. Rose.
Last Dance. Ooh, Last Dance tonight. It's going to be a 10-part series chronicling the GOAT, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, in his final season, 1998, in the second of his two three-peats with the Chicago Bulls. I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see it either. And we have every single day a new Michael Jordan topic as part of our The Last Dance countdown. Jalen, yesterday we talked about the impact of Scottie Pippen on the career of Michael Jordan, and I would say someone who arguably even had a greater impact on the success of Michael Jordan that wasn't Michael Jordan, a gentleman by the name of Phil Jackson. Also yesterday, we showed a young Jalen Rose early in his media career interviewing the Lakers. And Phil Jackson was a part of that. And I really want to discuss that part of that day with you. Let's listen to young media Jalen Rose talk to the Zen Master.
Look, fans, that's Phil. A lot of fans don't know 10th championship. And unfortunately, I was a part of a couple of them. What do you think about retiring or coming to Toronto?
Well, Jamal, I just think that it's one of those great things that I've been fortunate to be around, you know. Well, Jamal.
Well, Jamal.
Jalen, did Phil Jackson just call you Jamal? You've got one of the most memorable, most innovative, most influential first names in the history of first names. Did my man just call you Jamal?
Maybe he was blinded by the bling, or he had to take a double take at the fresh cut. But I was on my Bob Lee as a young reporter, as you saw.
Yeah, stopping
cars, talking to Hall of Famers at practice, shoot around in the training room. And I ran up on his car, and I played for his former squad, the Bulls, that year. And I was averaging over 20 points. He definitely knew who I was. But I did. Then I figured it out, Jacoby. I leaned further in the car. I was trying to look in the ashtray. I was definitely trying to see what was happening. And that's probably why he got confused, and then he called me the wrong name.
Do they test coaches in the NBA? Do they test coaches?
They didn't then. They put it down.
Big shout to the Zen Master. We know why you're so Zen. Well, switching to Michael Jordan, yesterday we talked about the impact of Scottie Pippen on his career. But what role do you think Phil Jackson and his leadership, how did he add, what role did he have in the story that is the GOAT, Michael Jordan's?
Just think about it like this. Phil coached Mike and Scottie to 6 championships. Neither one won another without him. Coach Shaq and Kobe to 5 championships total. The one Shaq got without him was with Pat Riley. And, of course, players on the floor become the clay. But you need somebody all-time great on the sideline to mold you if you're going to be a multi-time champion. And fortunately for MJ, he had that, along with Tex Winter, who instituted the triangle offense and maximized his ability to dominate mid-range and be the black cat, the quickest, the most athletic, the most ferocious scorer on the perimeter that the league has seen, and it unlocked his game, Scottie Pippen's game. They didn't play traditional point guard. They switched everything defensively. They were the all-time greatest squad, and Phil Jackson had a lot to do with that, and people want to take away from the fact that he coached great players. Michael Jordan had coaches other than Phil Jackson. And Doug Collins, that's my mentor. You know what I'm saying? Jerry Krause, building the squads. The three-peat, the first one, was vastly different when you look at the roster than the second one. That's why all of those guys' numbers and names are hanging in the rafters.
So, Jalen, one thing that's happened during this quarantine is there's been a lot of focus on your haircut. Now, Thomas, do you have Jalen from yesterday on the program? Because I know it's jumping around a little bit, but yesterday you were so shamed that you broke out not a hat, but a do-rag, but not just a do-rag. You broke out this do-rag. Now, Thomas about to pull it up. See, look, now you got the do-rag with the, like, Versace chains on it. Now, Jalen, today, no do-rag, no hat, and a crispy lineup. I want to know what happened. Did you cut your own? Did Andy Authentic come by? Did Molly take care of it for you? Take us behind the curtain. What's up with the hairline?
I definitely did not get a cut because my shave would be looking crispy. That's the giveaway every time.
Okay.
Because you know I didn't cut it myself. What happened yesterday is – I was just shamed from the night before. You know, I was so bad that I felt so bad that I let the people down. You know, after 20 plus years, I went on television, especially Get Up or Countdown, and I didn't have a fresh cut, Jacoby. I always do it on this show, just like you always show up with round necks and Wu-Tang hoodies. But for me to show up without a fresh cut, it just took me 24 hours to recover, like the song that DMX had with Mace and the Lox.
Well, Jalen, people noticed, and a gentleman by the name of Ray Allen, he didn't notice your haircut or cite your haircut in particular, but he did issue a challenge to others in the basketball world. He's going without it. He said, you know what? I can cut my own hair. He said he cut his own hair for a long time because when you do go bald and you're shaving it, it's easy to do at home. And he issued a challenge to others to do the same. What do you think about Ray's bravery and just living just as the rest of us, without a barber?
Walter Ray Allen, Jesus Shuttlesworth. I think he gets underrated by history when we talk about all-time great shooters coming off screens. He was a scorer as well, not just a guy that made shots, one in Boston, one in Miami with LeBron. But just looking at that picture you just put up there, the only person here he going to be cutting is Stephen A. Smith. That's it. Not the looking like that, ain't nobody going for that challenge.
Jalen.
Are you rolling?
Jalen. First of all, we've been talking about the GOAT Michael Jordan, but don't talk about the GOAT of media, Stephen A. Smith. You know, I'll take no Stephen A. Smith slander on this program.
I won't either. My wife worked for
all that afternoon. You can take all that afternoon while your girl's hosting the show from that very that you are sitting in.
That's my guy.
Headed to talk about his hairline, but not here.
That's my guy. You know you was thinking it. All right, so you tell me, after looking at Ray Allen's hair, who in the media, who in sports, can he cut their hair? Who?
Time to move on to the next topic. Kevin Garnett, another noted baldy. He is obviously well-known for his time that he spent with the Timberwolves and the brief stint he had with one of the first big threes in Boston where they won a championship. And Jalen, here's what he had to say about his number being retired in Minnesota. Glenn knows where I'm at, obviously referring to the owner of the Timberwolves. I'm not entertaining it. First of all, it's not genuine. Two, he's getting pressure from a lot of fans and, I guess, the community there. But I don't do business with snakes. I don't do business with the snake bleep. I try to do business with openly snakes or people who are snake-like. Jalen, he said the word snake four times when talking about one person in it was an abbreviated quote, but in a short interview. Jalen, what do you make of his refusal to recognize his time with the Timberwolves? Because
I'm going to make it an exception here. And shout to the Big Ticket. A lot of people don't know he was basically going to go to Michigan had he not left for the NBA. And I remember earlier in his career, he was trying to start a clothing line called Original Block Family. Made sure I had a box of shirts and some gear. That's my dog. Played five positions and particularly defensively. Under normal circumstances, I would say this player won. Leads the organization in all major statistical categories. Had a couple of legit playoff runs, chances to get to the finals. I think the play on the floor overall is what stopped them from getting there and going against better teams. They put him in a scenario where he was going to be a Hall of Famer already before he went to Boston. Now, it is about the player's talent. Shout to Flip Saunders and all the people, the late, great Flip Saunders who helped KG develop. And they was balling that year when he had Sprewell and Cassell, no doubt.
Yep.
But since he is brutally honest at all times,
always,
I'm going to believe him. And if he tells me that somebody has snake-like behavior and he uses the term four times in a short paragraph, I'm riding with that.
It sounds like a snake. Yeah.
I'm riding with that.
You say four times in three sentences, probably a snake.
I'm rolling with the Big Ticket.
Of course. Now, Jalen, there's something that's going to happen in Brooklyn. First of all, they're going to have a statue of Biggie. We've been riding for this for the longest time. We need a statue of Biggie in Brooklyn. Outside
yes.
of Barclays.
Yes.
We'll build it. We'll pay for it. We'll design it. We'll do anything you need. To the people of the Brooklyn Nets, we'll do anything it takes to get a statue of Biggie outside of Barclays. What's going to happen in Brooklyn? This offseason, they're going to have to do some decisions to make. There's been some reports that perhaps they're looking for a third star. And here is what Joe Harris had to say about his future in Brooklyn. He said, in an ideal world, I'd play my whole career in Brooklyn. Now, Jalen, of course, Joe Harris wants to stay in Brooklyn. But my question for you is this, is what do you think Sean Marks, who's probably in your phone, what do you think he should do this offseason in terms of roster realignment because KD and Kyrie are coming back?
Joe Harris is a very aware young man, and I appreciate his phrase that he used. And wording, because he said, in an ideal world. Because you know what? The NBA isn't an ideal world. Especially if your name isn't the only person on that team that's going to dictate how long he plays there. And that's Kevin Durant. And if he ever looks sideways at anybody, including Kyrie, and they're not on the same page, which I don't anticipate happening, that guy, Easy Money Sniper, is the only person that can outlive everybody. Each other player, you got to get in where you fit in.
Well, Jim.
Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, Joe Harris. It's just life in the NBA.
Jalen, let me tell you two things I love about Joe Harris and two reasons why I believe that he is going to stay on this roster. A couple things. Number one, he can hit threes, and he's not asking for a lot of money. Okay? That's going to keep him on the roster. Number two, white guy. You know I love white guys in the NBA. I don't care if he can play defense. I don't care if he might be 6'1". I don't care if he can't drop and finish at the hole. I don't care if he doesn't really do much else besides shoot threes. Shoot threes, which can spread the defense for Kyrie and KD.
And when you look in the stands eventually, because there's going to be people back in the arenas, 95% of them look like you.
Not Brooklyn.
Know what they enjoy?
Not Brooklyn.
Know what they enjoy?
You've been with me to a Brooklyn Nets game. You know it ain't 95% in Brooklyn. You know that.
Not in Brooklyn. Not in Washington. Not in Detroit. Not in Atlanta. Not in the old Bay Area. No doubt about it. But that's only like 6 or 7 arenas. The other 23, Joe Harris, number in the rafters. He gonna be like a Rafe LaFrance, or what's his name? A Collins.
You know Colin. I love Rafe LaFrance.
Or the guy.
Underappreciated. Rafe LaFrance, underappreciated.
I'm talking about Collison. I'm talking about,
Nick Collison's a legend. Are you crazy? Ask anybody in Oklahoma about Nick Collison. Joe Exotic has a Nick Collison jersey. Joe Exotic has a tiger named after Nick, a tiger named Collison, just for Nick Collison. I swear to God, I'd be shocked if Nick Collison's jersey's not hanging in Joe Exotic's rafters.
How long he played with their squad? When you get a chance, look how long my brother Jeff Foster played with the Pacers. He played there longer than everybody except Reggie.
Whenever Nick Collison was on, was hurt, it was like, oh, is he a coach now? Is he a coach? Oh, no, he's just hurt. Oh, okay, I guess he's not playing.
But you know what? I want to throw something out there. You know I love statues, and you know I love numbers getting retired.
Do it.
Ready for this? Ready for this?
Say it.
I'm going to tell you a guy that's going to get his number retired when he's retired, get his number retired by the team that he plays for currently that nobody will ever discuss. Can you guess that player?
Lance Stephenson. He's on the Pacers right now. He didn't get to play, but he's on the Pacers.
The answer is Udonis Haslam.
Oh, yeah.
Miami Heat.
Do it tomorrow. Do it the first day, the first game back. Oh, yeah. Do it as soon as you can.
Miami Mafia.
Absolutely agree. Jalen, very quickly, we always say we give the people what they want, so now it is time to listen to the people, and it's time to give the people what they want. Jalen, you know this is very important to me. So we asked the people, what was their go-to quarantine cocktail?
Yes.
We got one.
Yes.
We all got one.
Yes.
And you're going to send a hoodie to your favorite answer. So the best three we've selected are on the board. Judge Jalen will decide who's going to get the hoodie. The first we have is from Juan Carlos, and he said, I have three kids like Jacoby. I've been drinking whiskey and apple juice. Straight up, I never used apple juice as a mixer until I became a dad, and now it is in 7.
I have to tell you a secret about that one. I'm not proud of this, but I remember, I'll say as an early teen, going to the store and copping right off 6 Mile and Schaefer, getting a little apple juice, mix it with Jack Daniels, not the cereal.
It's not apple that bad.
Jack.
Moving on, we have two more very quickly. And we have Crown Apple with Minute Maid Watermelon Juice. That's creative. And finally, the last nominee is, I call this Jalen and Jacoby. Some Jack, some Jameson, ginger beer, lime juice, splash of cranberry. Give the people what they want. So we have Watermelon Minute Maid, the guy with three kids with the apple juice, and the Jalen and Jacoby drink. Sounds great. Like ginger, whiskey, a little cranberry, a little lime. Who's going to get the hoodie, Jalen Rose?
I'm actually picking the second one. Because it's,
Watermelon.
Yeah, because what kind of drinks do I like, Jacoby?
Sweet and sugary drinks.
What kind of crown is that? Apple. And what are they mixing with it? Watermelon. And you know what my people feel about watermelon and fried chicken. Oh my goodness. I'm about to go fry some right now. And I'm going to put all of the seeds in the blender.
Caleb, please stop talking. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.